In today's program, bananas. The issue is part of an historic debate on the Caribbean currently underway in the House of Lords. In Brussels, the ACP-EC Council of Ministers seek a way out of the banana deadlock, and St. Lucia's tourism officials say if the EC market crumbles, their banana farmers have a market in the tourist industry. I'm Mike Jarvis, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Britain's House of Lords is this evening debating Caribbean affairs. In an historic session, peers are presenting arguments on a number of important issues relating to the region. These include the future of the Caribbean special access for its bananas to Europe once the single market is created at year-end, and British policy to the region. Most of the peers who have spoken so far have given a gloomy economic forecast for the region if the banana arrangement falls through. The debate was opened by Baroness Young, the former Minister for Overseas Development.
My Lords, no one today can speak about the Caribbean without saying something about bananas, an issue particularly important to the Windward Islands, Jamaica and Belize. Bananas are a special crop which has been the engine for economic growth in the Caribbean as well as essential for political stability. Were that source of strength to be taken away, it is difficult to see what legitimate business could be put in its place. We are left with the insidious drug trade. Furthermore, if the trade in bananas fails, the cost to the UK and the EC in aid will increase dramatically. The seriousness of the situation cannot be overstressed. I believe fundamentally it is a political issue rather than an economic one.
Baroness Young,